This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
The NBA is back, and at DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, the key to victory is a strong starting five. New customers can bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code FANRUN in all caps. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
That's working. Overtime.
Working a little overtime.
That'll suck some power. Overtime.
Maybe I'll just stay and work overtime.
Overtime again.
Working a little overtime.
OT, OT, overtime, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys, going up until 8 p.m. as always. Like I said, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys, going up until 8 p.m. The usual battle with Will Stevens headphones continuously going on.
It's every day with those things.
I bought one of those. Oh, that's way too loud. I turned it up because I thought my headphones were on. They were not.
And then you blew your eardrums out. It's tough.
Yeah. But no, I bought one of those barrel things that we need for these to in order to make it work. I guess I'm just going to have to hold it today.
Like a quarter inch adapter?
Yeah, I bought the wrong thing. I bought the, instead of the small aux cord to big aux cord type level, the small to big, I bought big to small and didn't
realize
it.
You bought big to small.
And it was
tough.
$20.
Ooh, you didn't look at it?
No,
I did, but I got
in
a rush.
It was at Guitar Center. I was playing the piano for a little bit. Then I went to go look at the guitars. Then I bought a strap and a couple of music books that I thought were cool. It was like the Beatles discography, to play a lot of those, and some Bob Marley books.
Sure.
And then I went over to the thing I really needed, and by the time
out the door.
Yeah, and by the time I went to the thing I really needed, I had to get to work. I don't even remember what day that was, but I was all the way in Cedar Bluff and had to get over here.
Yeah.
Traffic is terrible.
Yeah, always tough. That's kind of the nature of me and you both. I can definitely relate to the whole just getting distracted with the stuff you like.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're not there for that stuff at all, but you're like, well, while I'm here, I'll just do this, then grab what I need and go.
Exactly.
And you grab the wrong thing, and now the entire trip was useless. Not entirely, but
I did it the other day at the grocery store. I didn't go for groceries. Like I knew I needed some mustard and a couple other things,
right,
so I was going to grab them while I was there. And I went in on
all Vol fans need mustard.
Yeah. I needed it for my chips.
I see. No, you can cover it with the
you
chips.
You don't understand, or you don't condone it, but you understand.
I understand it.
It's what the instead of like, please place item in bagging area. It was just, I don't condone it, but I understand.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, even the self checkout now.
But no, I went in to go get. I needed a USB charger, just a regular old charger for a couple of things that I have at home. A couple of my adapters for different instruments and different Bluetooth mechanisms for those instruments. Like I have a cool little Bluetooth aux cable. So I can go wherever I want, and it's still connected to the amp. So if I forget something in my room, I don't have to unplug my cord and walk all the way to my room. If I'm playing in a separate room, I can just walk to my room and come back, and it autoly connects. But I lost the charger during the move, so I had to go buy another one, and I hadn't used it in a while, so I realized I didn't have the charger. Went in, got my mustard, started walking around. And then I ended up buying a couple other things that I needed, like some tortillas. I needed some tortillas.
Right. Always need tortillas.
I needed some steak buns. I love making a roast beef sandwich.
Steak buns?
It's the long bun. It's just a hoagie, basically.
Right,
a very
mini
hoagie.
Like a
four and a halfer.
A four and a halfer?
An average size bread.
Average size bread. Huge bread.
Very long bread, actually.
Giant bread. But yeah, you're getting some bread.
Yeah, and then I walked over to the electronic department, and there was someone stalking next to me. So I was even then more in a hurry because
I wanted
okay. the shelves.
I thought you meant stalking, and I thought you like someone was following you. And I was like, okay, took a turn. But okay, they're stalking.
I did too if they were stalking me. Took a couple of turns.
Left,
couldn't
right.
shake them.
Right, right, left.
A young lady was stocking the shelves with the different electronic things, and I was already kind of in a rush. I was like, oh, I'd gotten distracted. I need to get this stuff because I bought some frozen things. I was like, I need to get this home because I still have to go somewhere after this, and like I need to get home and to the place on time. And so I started rushing, and then there was someone standing next to me stocking the shelf, and so I was like, okay, I can't stand here for too long or it's going to get awkward. So I just grabbed the first thing that I saw that said USB, brought it home.
Just being near them made you in a rush?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Just the
I didn't want to have small talk.
I was about to
say the possibility
of a social encounter with a stranger.
I didn't want her to be like, do you need any help finding anything? And I'm like, yeah, USB charger, the most basic model. You know?
Yeah.
It's right there. Like, but no, I just grabbed something that said USB on it, got home.
You got a USB-C.
I got a USB MIDI. Which is not even usable.
What even is that?
It goes to, you remember the old PlayStation 3 controller chargers?
Wow.
That's a USB MIDI.
Okay.
I didn't know that until I brought
it home. I didn't
know
they still made those.
Yeah.
That's the last thing
I
can remember.
I think it's for like camera chargers, a couple other things still take the MIDI.
I guess so. Huh. That's tough. You gotta slow down, brother.
Yeah.
You're going too fast.
That was the first note I ever got on the show, besides Westchester getting our names wrong the first time he called in and saying, well, say your names more often, and maybe I'll get it right, which
right.
I do it every time. It's
now
Will
we
Stevens,
say our names all the time.
Tucker, well, you don't say anything. But Will Stevens, Tucker Holt.
My name is Tucker Holt. That's Will Stevens.
It sounds unnatural coming out of your mouth.
It doesn't feel right.
Also, Will Stevens comes before Tucker Holt.
Well, I'm me, so I put my name first.
Fair.
You know?
Fair. But no, one of the first feedbacks I got on the show was, please stop talking so fast. And it really...
Do you talk
one,
fast?
Apparently.
Do you still talk
like
fast?
I talk faster than the average human being.
I think we both do.
But apparently I was talking way too fast, which okay. I still talk very fast.
Yeah.
But I've worked on it a little bit. But that one was like, have you seen How I Met Your Mother?
Not in its entirety.
Okay, well, there's no spoiler in this. It's just one
right.
little thing.
I know who it is anyways. I got that spoiled. I know who the mother is.
Yeah, it's a girl. But
it's a chick. It's pretty cool.
But no, it turns out it was Ted. You know,
Ted the whole time. The whole time, right underneath your nose.
What do you think his middle name is? Eleanor, you know?
Mm, yeah. There's a story to be told there.
But no, there's an episode where they're talking about like pointing out things you didn't notice and then now you can't stop thinking about
right.
them. And one of them was how loud Lily chews. And then all of a sudden she just starts chewing like a lawnmower type
right.
thing. And that's when someone said, you need to slow down and stop talking so fast. I have never thought about it more. Every time I talk, I think I'm talking too fast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've come to just accept that I speak really fast. Sorta.
I just it's a bad combination.
If I get worked up, I start.
I mumble and I talk fast, and
right.
you can't speed through a mumble.
But the listener who told you to slow down is really just like depriving themselves of more overtime. You get more
just
words.
Just listen on half speed, buddy.
That you probably get more words per minute on this show than
oh,
any
yeah,
other
yeah,
show.
They're
taking pauses. We don't let this show no air.
Oh, dude, I every time I listen to the radio, and maybe it's just because I'm like very self-conscious, every time there's any dead air, I
right.
just have to fill it. And,
yeah.
and I think it's a little bit also an ego thing, like, oh, I can fill this dead air. Like, let me tell a joke.
Right.
But like every time there's like a little bit of dead air, a little bit of time in between like phrases or sentences where like,
sure.
someone finally wraps up what they were thinking about, and then the next person starts. Every single time I check my radio to make sure it's not me. Because I just think that there should be the words always.
You think it should be more fluid?
You do talk radio. You're not going to talk the whole entire time.
You're not getting it. What is this, a smoke
that's
break?
Like, that's like pooping on company time.
Now,
you better clock out while you go take a dookie.
Never.
That's
never,
a requirement
ever.
At my new job. They make you clock out to go take a dookie. They won't give you toilet paper unless you clock out.
That's a lie.
It's not.
Really?
Yeah, the employee bathroom does not have toilet paper.
Yeah, or a toilet.
No, it's just
a
sink.
It's just a sink. Okay. At least there's a sink. You know, you just got to do what you got to do there. Yeah. I mean, I have a genius method. You just have to, the way to live is to just get your, you know, your clock. You know, you have a clock for that sort of thing. If you can just get that to line up in the hours at which you're working.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll hold one on break. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll
that
clock
is
in
sure.
just to poop. You know,
yeah.
like if I'm going back 3 minutes early,
right.
I'm not going to waste that extra 3 minutes.
No.
I'm going to go clock in, then go dookie.
Yeah, Absolutely. There's been many times you come back, you walk down, and it's like, hey, you're supposed to be back from break, like, you know, 12 minutes ago. And I'm like, boss, you thought I was going to stay off the clock for that? And they were even like, okay, yeah, that's fair.
No, I have and it's very true. Like, I do, like, I pee a lot, but it's a very good
cool.
Excuse.
We're open, we're honest here. Yeah. No secrets on overtime.
But no, I do. I urinate frequently. Frequent urination is something that I got. It's one of my few gifts. You know, I can pee a lot.
That's cool.
But I drink a lot of water. No big deal.
Staying healthy
hydrated,
guy.
Very, very much so. Which I'll talk about that in a second because I got another compliment today, which
oh
I have
my
to
God.
Bring
You're
up.
You're rolling lately.
Rolling in it. Rolling it. Swimming in it, as they say. I'm Urban Meyer in Columbus. You
in
know?
Compliments.
Yes, in compliments, obviously. But what was I saying?
Oh, you got a compliment.
My
other thing.
It's not really a life hack because not many people have this life hack. But if anybody out there has one kidney and you aren't using this excuse, you are an idiot. I don't know if it's scientifically true, but no one's going to call you on it every single time. My teacher once mentioned it when I asked to use the bathroom for like the fifth day in a row because I just always took bathroom breaks. There's no reason to sit in class.
Yeah.
And so the fifth day in a row, someone was like, why are you going to the bathroom again? As like a joke because it was a friendly class. It was a cool class. And the teacher was like, well, he only has one kidney. He probably processes urine faster. And ever since that day.
You were like, oh my God.
I take bathroom breaks once an hour. Ever since that day. Because like, what are they going to tell me? No, it doesn't. Okay.
It's true. You get like, well, like a solid, you get like like a minute walk in there, like 30 seconds. I don't know how far away your bathroom is. Like you can stretch it
this
out for like
also
40,
why I like I
45 in there.
People always hate on homies who be sitting when they pee.
Right.
I always sit when I pee.
Do you?
You milk it.
Well, so
okay, wait,
sitting,
hold on. No, I milk at the time.
I was about to say, what? You're doing what at your place of work?
No, but you sit.
You milk the clock, huh?
Yes, like you sit when
very
you pee.
Very close to also something bad. Anyways, I get what you're saying, but are you saying, hey, I got to go take a pee real quick, and then you're going in there and sitting for like 5 minutes?
No. But
okay.
I sit.
For like an extra like minute?
30 seconds. Let the red dots form on the kneecaps. You know?
Right, okay. Sure. Get every little bit you can.
Speaking of which, I got to go pee. So let's hit a break. We'll come back here in a second. But a little bathroom break. This isn't even a full-on break. Just a bathroom one. We'll be back after
30-second timeout.
No, don't say that because then people are going to expect us back after a 30-second
timeout. It's not an actual. It's a sports reference,
full.
People.
It's a full.
Full
it's
timeout?
A full. It's all a full. Right. I got to poop. No, I kid. We'll be back. We got some good stories. We read the headlines yesterday. But they are some good ones. I got some new bookmarks as well. But a lot of stuff to get to. I also want to talk, obviously, about the game this past weekend. And as well as we'll tease and we'll continue to talk about for the next couple of weeks the game that is coming up against Kentucky. Maybe steal some quotes from Terry Fair because I listened to a little bit of T-Fair Tuesday. I love that. T-Fair Tuesday is my favorite day of the week. As well as an Instagram model striking again. Government released a statistic about cigarettes. And apparently Hulu, always ready. We'll get to that and much, much more. More overtime next. Overtime. Fanon Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, back from the bathroom break.
The timeout.
The
full timeout.
Timeout. Do you get timeouts in overtime?
You do. Yeah, you get three more.
Three whole
more? You get three whole timeouts in overtime.
You sure it's not two?
I think you get three. What sport are we talking here?
Yeah.
Football. I think you get three more, right?
NFL?
Or do you get two?
I think you get two.
You might get two.
I think you get two.
I don't really pay attention to the timeouts in overtime.
Yeah.
Do you get two? I
feel
like you
that.
Probably get two.
Google that. I think it's two.
The more I say it and think about it, I'm an idiot. You know? So
I do that a lot. Don't worry about
it,
brother.
Yeah.
Are you Googling it?
I'm working on it.
That's what I asked. Are you Googling it? I didn't say, have you found it? I just asked if you were Googling it.
You get,
if not,
you get two.
Will was right again.
Three timeouts in a postseason overtime. So
okay.
I'm just used to being a Chiefs fan watching, you know, playoff games. I don't know. I tried to spin it.
It's not really a brag to go to overtime.
It's not. It's not fun. It's never fun to go to
That's
overtime.
That's why we can never book guests.
The only time you're fun to go to, like, you're excited to go to overtime is when you shouldn't win that football game, is when you weren't supposed to be there.
Or it's a big comeback and you just didn't have enough time on the clock and you get to tie.
You weren't supposed to be there.
I guess. Yeah.
You know, I guess, I mean, if you come back, you're supposed to be there, so whatever.
Well, I meant, in terms of, like, if it was a top five matchup and they still come back type deal.
Not
necessarily, but yes, definitely a team like Illinois against Penn State this week. We're probably very excited
every
time.
I bet you they were pretty pumped.
All the way until the 9th.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Speaking of that, do you want to touch very quickly? We've not even discussed that game at all. The format's broken, right?
So I didn't watch it. I didn't know what was going on
until
I was watching another game, and then it popped up on like the live update, and I was like, why did you not show me an update from the first eight of them?
Oh.
You know?
It's because it was ugly football. They weren't even there was no back and forth conversions.
I thought there was a glitch, because the other night on the ESPN app, when I kept trying to click on it, Tennessee, Alabama went final, but it said the final was 24-24. So I was like, okay, we didn't lose. Good, you know? Finally, the first tie in college football.
We did it.
And then I refreshed a couple of times and it finally worked. And so I was like, okay, maybe it's just a glitch on, like, there may be a bad graphic or something when it only said like 24-21-18.
Yeah.
No, they just did not score for 9 straight overtimes.
Yeah, it was disgusting. I mean, they started alternating 2-point conversions. Mm-hmm. And at that point, it was just bad football. Like, just, I couldn't tell if they were choking or it's really just like, 2-point conversions are kind of hard to get, especially if you don't have a playbook full of them, because they're little, you know, you want to have little, what's the word I'm looking for? Kit plays? That doesn't sound right. But, like, you know, little design plays just to get you open in 2 yards.
Yeah, you
know.
Get a little special with it.
Right, special plays. If you don't have a ton of those and you're trying to run your base offense against, you know, what is essentially just prevent in 2-point conversion form, it's ugly.
And Penn State is a good defense. And good defenses are hard to score against in the red zone. Why could Penn State not score against Illinois? Their offense is obviously bad, but I didn't
think
it was that bad.
2-point conversions are hard. I think they're harder than the...
But you get 2 overtimes and you're just playing in the red zone. Like,
right.
Red zone, I understand... With good defenses, it's probably harder to score in the red zone than anywhere else. Because, like, you can still get a blown coverage and score a 50-yarder. But, yeah, exactly. The field shrinks. It's less to cover. It's harder to fit into tight spaces. But Illinois' defense, I don't think, is anything to write home about, is it?
Penn State was just playing. The offense is neither offense was
clicking. Is Franklin going to USC?
Did you see his press conference today?
I did not.
No?
I saw Mike Tomlin's quote.
So,
I don't know if you saw that one.
I've heard about Mike Tomlin's quote, but James Franklin was at his presser today over Zoom. It was a Zoom conference. And they asked him.
Libs.
I think they asked him about the USC job, like, you know, about his future. And he was, I think he was asked twice, right? And
that's
he was
not a good sign.
He was very upset. And he said he was, you know, he's not focused on that. Right now, he's focused on Illinois. They played Illinois 3 weeks ago. They're playing Ohio State this week.
They played Illinois this past week in the 9 overtime game.
Or this last week. He might not have said Illinois. He might have said somebody else then. But I don't remember. He might have said
maybe
Illinois.
Iowa?
He may have said
Indiana,
Iowa.
Indiana, maybe?
Maybe
they
Illinois.
Already played.
May have been Illinois, and I just got the...
Yeah, they do have Ohio State coming up. That's a big game. It's a really good college football weekend.
But he's obviously not too focused.
I won't lie. I'm kind of... don't take this the wrong way, because I obviously do love Vol football. Kind of glad the Vols are on a bye week. A, we kind of need it. Banged up, very banged up in a lot of positions. Coming off of a terrible fourth quarter, got to correct some things. So a week of practice, a week of rest for the boys is definitely going to help out. But also the slate is phenomenal. And I wouldn't want to have to, because when I watch a Tennessee game, I don't watch any other game. I don't have the luxury of having 2 TVs or anything of that nature. So when I watch a Tennessee game, that's the only game I'm really paying attention to at all. I'll check some scores during the commercial break, but like I don't want to risk not getting to watch all of the Tennessee game.
Yes.
With this good of a slate, I don't have to worry about that. I can watch as many games, whatever game. I can flip back and forth from anything I want to, because Tennessee is playing nobody.
Yeah, it's a great time for the bye week. Mm-hmm. Especially, I mean, for us to get healthy and for us to enjoy our college football Saturday.
Run down. Obviously, we'll talk about it on Friday and closer to the end of the week. I do want to run down the slate, though, because it's a very good slate. NFL, it was pretty good, too, in terms of, especially compared to this past weekend where there was a couple
this
of good games.
Sucked.
But
we need a better one next week. A
lot of blowouts. Again, I said, you got to savor these weeks, because these are the type of weekends we get as well.
I did no savoring last weekend.
No, I mean, like, this upcoming week and the weeks prior, because this past weekend are the types of weekends we get every now and then once teams start shaping up and shaping down, if you will.
Yeah.
Bears, Bucks, Cardinals, Texans. Like, those games were on the schedule. Deshaun Watson's still playing. Like, I think a lot of people at the beginning of the season were like, oh, that might be an interesting game. Now where the Texans are at, we're at the point of the year where it's just a gross game.
Right.
Let me look at this. I'm going to look at the Big Ten slate first because I think there's a couple of good games. You got number 6 versus number 8. Battle undefeateds, both 7-0. One is walking away with a loss. Top 10 matchup, Michigan versus Michigan State in East Lansing. That's a noon kickoff. Then you got Iowa and Wisconsin, another just kind of gross but good Big Ten football game. And then you also have Penn State, Ohio State at nighttime. That's a nightcap at 7:30.
Solid
it's
going to
be a good game. I think Penn State will probably end up getting blown out, though. But that's just the Big Ten. That's just the Big Ten, baby.
You also have Georgia-Florida.
Georgia-Florida this weekend. I'm just going 3:30, through the conferences. CBS. Pitt versus Miami. Miami coming off a big win. Pitt.
Pitt will continue to roll.
They come off big win. They lost to Western Michigan. That's their one loss after a big win. You never know.
Miami's not good.
The great platters say.
Miami is not good. Miami's bad.
You'll never know how much I love you. It's a good song.
That was very good.
I didn't do it justice. I'll play it to you during the break.
I thought
Ole Miss Auburn is going to do a very good game, too.
Who is?
Ole Miss Auburn.
Yeah, that'll be pretty
good. Auburn. Like I was out on Bo Nix after last year. I yelled about how bad Auburn was. After losing to Penn State, who we've discussed is not a great team, so not a great loss right now. Their only other loss is to Georgia with wins over Arkansas in a convincing fashion last week and LSU before LSU was fully into the turmoil. Obviously had to get a game-winning call from the officials against Georgia State, but also blew out Akron and Alcorn State. Auburn, I don't think they're going to be doing any major winning, but a team to keep your eye on at least for maybe, I don't want to, I guess 18 versus 10, two loss versus nothing would be an upset, but Auburn's favored 3 in this game right now because it is at home. It's going to be a really interesting game.
Yeah, it'll be a good ball game.
Tank Bigsby, great name.
Great name.
Good ball carrier too.
He's
6 touchdowns, 526 already on the season.
He's pretty solid. Yeah. Let's see if Ole Miss continues faking injuries.
Well, it really is going to be a battle of who the refs choose this week.
That is true.
Who are they gonna choose?
Yeah, I think they may. You know, it may be a fair refereed ball game.
Just
they won't be able
Tennessee's
to choose.
Not in it.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Possibly
makes sense.
Who knows?
I might go ahead and call my upset of the week.
Already?
I'm not going to put it on my
on
card.
On a Tuesday?
I'm not going to put. I probably won't put it on my card.
On
I'll probably
Tuesday?
Forget about this. But yes, on a Tuesday, Texas Tech. We've seen success in the NFL with interim head coaches. Why not them? Maybe Texas Tech to at least cover the 20 against Oklahoma, but I might sprinkle a little money line. That's my upset of the week right there. I'll probably change it by the end of the week, but right
okay.
there, that's my upset
it's
of the week.
It's a bold one. You know, I applaud you for your pick.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, I'll hope for you.
Thank you. I guarantee you. We'll probably forget happen. About it by the time.
Yeah. We'll never speak of this again.
Talking football, though, we brought up the Vols just a second ago. Obviously, this past weekend, not the best, not the worst. Some good, some bad, as some people on the radio waves in the morning, 7 to 10 a.m., 3 and out, like to say.
I left Saturday night. I was upset. Upset's not the right word. Disappointed. Just a little, got my hopes up a little bit.
It felt...
I knew I should... In the moment, I knew what the outcome would be, but I kind of, I got caught up in the, what if?
This is what it felt like to me. It felt like... When you've been begging and asking and pleading for something for Christmas and your parents either don't get it for you or get the off-brand thing. You had gotten your hopes up so much, you still have something to take away from it. There was still some very good things going on in that game. But at the end of the day, you were disappointed because you thought you finally got it. You know what I mean? It's like you're getting told you're going on vacation and then all of a sudden a hurricane comes in. You know what I mean?
Right.
Which was the 28 points in the fourth quarter. Like I would compare it to I was going to go to Australia in 2020 for my graduation present. We had booked the trip like summer of 2019 and we were all planning ahead of it and getting because it was like the school and a travel group and everything. And then the 2019 fires happened. And so we decided to not go. We got our refund as much as we could. And we were going to go to New York in 2020, go for my senior trip, May of 2020. We were just going to go to New York, me and my pops. And we were going to go hang out in New York for like $1,000-something to just spend like we please. It's not a lot of money in New York, but I think it was probably more than that. But it was a good chunk of change, you know? And then COVID happened. And, like, that's what it felt like. It was like, holy cow, like, this is going to happen. This is going to be a really fun thing. It's not going to change anything because, obviously, it's a good milestone. It's a good victory. It's something that you can put on the paper of, okay, maybe this is the first sign of, like, yeah, this is the real deal type thing. But at the end of the day, like, this upset wouldn't propel us in the standings to go win or play for anything of substance.
Well, sure.
It would just be a nice little stamp on the passport. If
yeah.
you will. And then all of a sudden, the trip gets canceled. And again, not to talk negatively at all, but that was the feeling I had at once the clock hit zeros.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it felt like, in, I don't know if it was the third or the fourth quarter, whenever
I thought you were about to say grade, and I had a good joke coming up. Say,
no.
Say, I don't know if it was the third or fourth grade.
I don't
grade.
Know whether it was the third or the fourth grade.
You thought you were gay?
Right, that was the...
I had my manners and I kept my room straight or something like that.
Yeah, who was...
Macklemore Rhymes.
Macklemore, yeah, that's a song.
They're releasing a new project soon.
Okay, cool. Anyway, so it was like the third or
keep
fourth
it,
quarter.
Keep it or what's the what do they call it?
Who calls what?
Keep it or repeat it, I think is what the like rap TV on Instagram calls. Like
I don't
every
even
time,
know what you're
every
talking
Every time a new
about.
Song comes out, they like tweet out a very short excerpt and then just go, are you keeping it or are you deleting it? Keeping it or deleting it, I think is what it was.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right.
But continue, third or fourth quarter. I'm
it was
sorry
like
to interrupt.
It was whenever Bama scored to go up two scores, and I'm trying to remember the... And then we immediately answered back with a Cedric Tillman deep bomb. At that moment, whenever we scored to go down one touchdown, we were losing. We were down by 7 points. But I really, like... I hadn't seen a Tennessee team, you know, return fire mm-hmm. like that. Where, you know, you go down two scores and it's, you know, getting kind of late in the ball game. You can't really waste a ton of time. And, you know, you're kind of thinking, well, you know, it was good to compete.
GG's all around.
I wasn't saying we were done, but I was certainly discouraged. And then to see that fight back, I mean, that just, that immediate answer and go, no, we're not, they weren't leaving at any point until, you know, a really bad mistake.
Miscommunication.
It was a miscommunication that was bound to happen.
And it was. It looked like a bad throw in general. Like, I don't know if that's a completion in general. Like, it looked like a little bit high for the receiver because the guy was standing 5 yards off of where the receiver would have been, it felt like. I could be wrong on that.
Well, it was an option route.
I know. But what I'm saying is, like, even if the receiver ran the right route, I don't know if it was a pick, but I don't think that's a completion.
He
or anything
didn't.
Like that.
Hendon threw the wrong read, I believe.
That's what I'm saying, though, is if the receiver ran the route that Hendon was throwing, I still don't think it was a completion. Is
right.
what I'm saying. It just
okay.
wasn't a good throw in
sure.
general. Again, I watched it once. I didn't break down the film.
Yeah,
the
really frustrating part about that is the fact that I think they were in like cover two. I think the corner was supposed to have deep. Whoever was supposed to have deep. Didn't
multiple times that game, and that was another opportunity.
And we had a guy, I think it might have been Cedric Tillman, I'm not sure, it could have been Jacob Warren even, but he was 15 yards behind those guys' helmets by himself. So that's a tough read in a tough moment, trying to make a play down the stretch. I mean, I'm not gonna hold that against Hendon Hooker.
Is it crazy to say that this was the first time we were driving to maybe make it a ball game again? And I was surprised when an interception was thrown. I wasn't expecting a turnover. I wasn't I was maybe expecting a three and out, but I was expecting
right.
we couldn't run on third down. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like I was expecting something like that. There was no bone in my body that I was expecting a turnover. And that's
no.
Why it sucks so much.
I mean, if Jarrett Garantano is our quarterback, and I'm not trying to throw shade at that young man, he's already out of here,
you
gone.
I mean? He got his coach fired.
Whatever. Whatever
he was promoting, he was promoting anti-vax. It's. I mean, I'm just talking from sources. Like he was promoting anti-vax propaganda to his head coach to convince him to not get the vaccine, so he'd get him fired. I'm definitely not making this up.
Okay, you are. But imagine if we are watching Jarrett Garantano as the quarterback for the Vols on Saturday night, and he's leading that final drive.
He probably
would
have tried to QB sneak it on.
Somehow we imagine, you know, somehow we get into that exact same scenario where you're down, you know, and you're trying to go score. You need a touchdown.
The crazy thing is, like, this has happened. Like,
I understand. How strong, even this Saturday night, how strong in your gut are you going, well, he's throwing a pick.
Yeah, no,
he's throwing a pick.
It's fair.
Every time Hooker dropped back for a pass, I was not worried. He is coached up. He is playing really good football right now. And the thought, and people are already starting to rumble. The voices are out in the streets talking about Hendon 2022.
I saw a tweet
what
saying
that's going to look like.
If Hendon came back, when Hendon comes back, or if Hendon comes back, he has the opportunity to make himself a legend. Mm-hmm. I would like I'm putting you kind of as the voice for Vault Twitter because I'm not
me?
A yeah because okay. Like you're in Vault Twitter. I like Vault Twitter. I appreciate what they do. I don't condone it, but I understand it. Would be
right.
My best way. My relationship with Vault Twitter.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And so, what does a legend mean to you? Like, how would you define legend? What would needs to be done in order to be a legend after only two seasons? And like, obviously, played some very good football. I saw the Maxwell Award Twitter account was tweeting about him today, asking to vote for Hendon. So like, he's in some conversations for some top trophies and stuff like that. He's played good football, but at the same time, it's only been 2 years. And this, like, you're not winning.
It's been one.
I'm speaking in the future.
Okay.
Sorry. Like,
this also, he has the opportunity to be a legend.
I got
if he
you.
Continues on the growth that
just,
we are seeing.
Next year, he has to win the Heisman and go to the national championship game, in my opinion, to be a legend. Like, you can't, because this season, you're not, like, in my opinion, what I consider
they're not
a legend,
saying
what I can, what
he's
going to
retire
legend,
their, his number.
Legends
okay.
are up there. Like, that is a legend. Like, I think legends are like two New Year's Six Bowls. Like two 10-win seasons or two good seasons and great production and you just the ball bounced the wrong way
sure.
on a couple of those things. Like that's what a legend is to
in
me.
In a vacuum.
But that's what that's what I'm asking you is what is a legend? What would be the standards? What would be the criteria for him to go down as a legend?
Well, it's all about...
Because I have high standards. I'm sorry. I like 10s. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I won't mess with a 6. Give
sure.
me a 10.
Okay. It's all about the way you look at it. I mean, you can't look at it in a...
But
know,
I'm asking you how
your,
you look at
that's
it.
That's what I'm getting
okay, I got
to.
You, I got you.
You can't look at it with your blinders on and just, you know, okay, every team is equal. This is how this is. You come in, you're a puzzle piece, and this is how it was. No, Hendon Hooker came into a horrible situation with the cupboards bare with a brand new head coach, and he... coming out of a school where he lost his starting job or was not the starter.
He definitely took the risk to come here and trusted Tennessee.
Right.
I do appreciate
comes
that.
Comes in when we are at our lowest and gives us the best quarterback play we've seen since Josh Dobbs. We're not saying, you know, make a statue of him, but he has the opportunity, especially if he comes back next year, and I believe he will, to really make a name for himself in this
but
fan base.
What does he have to do? What can he do? What would make him? That's what I'm asking. I'm not asking, like, I agree with you. I was a little bit I was hyperbolic when
right.
I was saying he would have to win a national championship.
Yeah.
But like obviously that's a hyperbolic statement for extreme. But like it has to be something very, very good. You have to lead us to a 10-win season next year. You have to do something crazy.
I think 10 wins.
What
he has an opportunity to do that next
okay,
year.
That's fair.
If he comes in and gets us to 10 wins in year two, and I mean something like that, especially where he is the actualization of what we want
mm-hmm.
recruits to see. He came in, and in 1 year, Heupel turned him into what he is today. Like, it's the proof of, you know...
Proof's in the pudding.
Josh Heupel's a quarterback guy, and recruits see that and go, okay, he can coach. I want to go into a system like that. Hendon Hooker could be our ultimate recruiting tool for years, or at least into this next era of whoever's going to be our quarterback.
This might strike some nerves, but stick with me.
Okay.
Do you consider Juwan Jennings a legend? I think he's a VFL. He's one of my favorite Vols of all time. I love his personality. But would you consider him a Vol legend? Does he have the stats to back it up, I guess, is what I'm asking. If that's what a legend is.
Honestly, I think legend, you don't have to have the pure stats. I think you have to connect with the fan base.
That's fair.
I think the
that's
fan
fair.
Base has to care.
That's what was going to lead me to my next
and
point.
I think his passion as a Vol and how hard he played and the moments that mm-hmm. he was in with the Hail Mary and the breaking Tabor's ankles and taking it all the way.
The Instagram Live.
The Instagram
I
Live.
Hate Vanderbilt.
Legend. Things like that. He's a legend.
I'm
going to call
Juwan favorite,
Jennings
yeah,
a legend.
That's what I was asking you because I agree. He's my favorite Vol of all time.
He won't get a statue. His number won't be hanging in the inner ring of Neyland. Probably not. Sorry, Juwan, if you're listening.
I wish he did
I
the
love
dog
you
pee
to
celebration.
Death.
I wish he did the dog pee celebration.
Why?
Because wasn't he a dog?
He was a dog.
That would have been so funny.
But didn't the dog pee celebration like lose them a game?
Ole Miss did, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So?
Nah. There's bad mojo there. We don't need that.
I guess. But that was my next point is Hendon Hooker's been featured on a couple of things. Like Tyler Barron, again, I don't like shouting out other media entities when they don't, especially when the athletes don't do business with us. We should probably reach out to them, see what's going on. Actually, we don't have money to spend.
We don't have money.
It's a good point. Good point by Will Stevens.
Yeah.
But
we're going to sponsor someone?
It's a good
okay.
point. That's why The Drive has
sure.
all the cool sponsorships.
Sure.
But Hendon Hooker went on a podcast with Barstool because Tyler Barron is sponsored by said podcast.
Yep.
And like I really enjoyed listening to him talk. He was very funny. Maybe it's just like him not being going very viral, not having a lot of highly clipped moments or something like that. but he hasn't connected with the fan base yet. And obviously, 2 years, you get way more time to connect with the fan base. Right. Anything can happen over the summer. He could show up to a Vols baseball game, throw out a funny first pitch or something, and we're in on him. But as of right now, it's definitely the stats that are going to have to do it for me in terms of legend.
Sure.
Legend is just such a hard word. It sets such high standards or high expectations when necessarily you don't have to meet them to be a VFL. You know what I mean? You can join the Facebook page at any time.
Right.
You can get kicked out at any time too, bucko.
I just think you could measure his status of a legend if, you know, he does continue to be really good next year and whatnot. A lot would have to happen for me to call him a legend. Like, right now he's not a legend. Sorry, Hendon. Like, we've not even finished your first season. You're just a hooker. I'm sorry. You're playing amazing, though. Continue. But the circumstance, you know, where we were when he entered and where we are when he leaves, I think will be a better...
Leave it better than you found it.
And
that's
always been
the age-old tale.
He's not even left yet, and it's way better than we found it. So much better. Yeah. Thank you, Hendon. We really needed that.
Hit a quick break. Continue to talk about the Alabama game. There's a few more things I want to bring up that we didn't have the chance to talk about, especially what happened in that fourth quarter, and I'm not talking about the points. I'm talking about a couple other things that were going on that sparked conversation, if you're catching my drag. We'll be right back. Hour one overtime, rolling right along live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys. Going up until 8 p.m. Every now and then, when we come in with one of these hip-hop beats, I just want to start rapping the intro over
it's
time.
It's so good.
On your airwaves, kicking it back. But then I also would accidentally curse, and we can't have that. And
yeah,
I can't
rap.
Yeah,
it's hard
rap.
Not to. Yeah. So many curse words rhyme so well.
Well, it's good ad-libs. It's space filler.
Yeah.
It's
yeah, if you can't think of a word, just throw one of those out.
Exactly. Just ass, you know?
Then you end up like Marshawn Lynch.
Yes. No, I did want to talk about that. I didn't get to watch the Manning cast last night.
It was awkward. I'll be honest with you, the few times I've watched the Manning cast, some of the guests they bring on, and those two, they're not, you know, masters like, say, you and I.
Yeah, they're not
talking on the mic. Yeah. Last night there was a moment when Tom Brady was on there where they were all three talking at the exact, like, all three at once. And you couldn't understand anybody, and then they all stopped talking at the same time, and were silent for like one.
It's
two,
also hard
three.
To do it over Zoom.
Oh, it has to be.
That's why I love all the phone callers. I appreciate the phone callers. I wish we had more because, I mean, it takes time off my hands.
Just, I mean,
but it
just
also
draining that clock.
It always sponsors very good conversation because sometimes we get bogged down in our own minds. It's very nice to hear a different perspective and take that perspective for a couple of minutes.
Right.
But at the same time. I don't like when I did it, when I filled in for the drive, Company Man, Selfless Man,
right.
And Bear was still over the horn. I hated doing that show because I love Bear. Bear is my favorite person at the station. I've always said that. He's the definition of my favorite form of comedy where he's not trying to be funny. Bear is just funny in of its own self. Like everything Bear says makes me laugh in a good way. Not like the Tommy, oh, you think I'm funny? You think I'm a clown type deal? He's not going to shoot me in the foot. But like everything Bear says makes me laugh. But when he was over the phone, we were just talking over each other. And then I couldn't laugh at things he said because I had to keep talking and ask more questions, and it was always a struggle. And Zoom stuff is a struggle. You know what's not a struggle?
What's not a struggle?
Cheering on the Big Orange while drinking a White Claw Hard Seltzer. That's the opposite of a struggle. That's a good time.
Never.
I think. I'm guessing, you know, just from what I've heard. Because obviously, I can't indulge. You must be 21 or older, obviously. I mean, it's very... I mentioned it with FanDuel. I mentioned it with White Claw. It's very frustrating to give endorsements of such strong and great products that I know are strong and great because I've heard great things from you, from literally everyone else
at
the station because they're all older than 21.
They're great.
But myself cannot participate in said activities until I'm 21, and then we'll participate it up responsibly.
Right.
But the craft using quality ingredients, it's a blend of seltzer water. Gluten-free alcohol base, and a hint of fruit flavor. It's that simple. It's only 100 calories, 1 gram of sugar, 5% alcohol, now available, and 16 deliciously refreshing flavors. But yeah, no, I didn't get to watch the Manning cast. I came home, and as Russ said very well today, got old man tired, where I just fell asleep in the middle of doing something. Woke up with my socks and my lights on at 4:30, and my alarm was going off. Just slept straight through the night.
There you go.
It was a good sleep, too.
Okay.
So very good sleep.
Nice.
Woke up sweaty, though.
Don't you hate waking up sweaty?
I hate waking up sweaty.
I woke up sweaty this morning, too.
Always think I peed myself.
You're that sweaty?
Yeah, well, I'm not that sweaty, but like anytime there's any fluid, I just assume it's pee.
Right.
That goes for anything, not just when I'm sleeping. Like, anytime I see any suspicious puddle, I never walk in a puddle unless it's raining.
Because
it could be pee.
It could be pee.
You gotta taste it, you know? Just make sure.
Yeah, you have to. Dip a finger. You know, you can tell.
But no, I did want to talk about the end of the game. Saturday night. Vols. That was the latest I stayed up most recently. But Vols, Tennessee, and the hotboxing that went on at the end of the game. Did you catch this? Did you see this? Did you hear about this? All of the fans, with about 2 minutes, 3 minutes remaining, it could have even been more, just started lighting up all their cigars, which crazy that they were able to bring cigars in. You know there was at least one marijuana cigarette
apparently
in there,
it's
which
loud.
Is a danger. If you didn't check any of the cigars, you know there's a marijuana cigarette in there.
Yeah.
And that is that's like finding it in your Halloween candy. That's terrifying.
See, the thing is, I think we're supposed to do that when we win too, right?
Yeah, yeah. We will, and I'll have a completely different take on it. But arrest those people.
Arrest those people.
Disgusting.
Correct.
Think about all the children.
Do you want to know a sad Vol fan stat from myself here?
Yeah.
It was like 2 years ago I found out that was a thing.
The smoking cigars?
I thought they just did it. And then I realized, oh, we just don't do it very often.
We haven't done it in 15 years.
In my lifetime, we don't do it. It'd be cool for us to be lighting up cigars, you know?
But no, you got to think about the children.
You do. That is secondhand smoke all in
there. What I'm saying. Like, they're already a product of incest, dangerous. And now they're secondhand smoke, too. That's not good.
That's two steps back. No step forward. Nothing. Poor kid don't have a shot.
Most of them don't have legs. Can't even take any steps.
Nope. It's a shame.
But no, it was disgusting. It was disgusting.
Yeah. Henry To'oto smoking a cigar, running around.
I wanted to talk about that. What were your reaction to the players going? Because I saw a lot of people who I guess just don't have friends or don't understand what like playing football is, and I understand there is the aspect from a fan perspective, big emphasis on the fan perspective of this guy's a traitor. He went to our biggest rival, but as a young man myself, a very young man, we just mentioned the 15-year stat, and as someone who I didn't play a high level of sports, but I like to think I understand people pretty well, and I like to think I'm a pretty laid back guy.
Right.
Tennessee-Alabama is not the biggest rivalry to the guys my age. And To'oto was a captain. He was like the guy who told them all what they were going to do. He was like the leader of that bunch. Everyone knew him, and I'm pretty sure everyone adored him. I don't understand why people were getting so worked up about people saying hi. And I also love Jeremy Banks and Matthew Butler. Matthew Butler with a sour look on his face when he hugged him, and Jeremy Banks just didn't even
completely
do it. Just walked
him.
Away. Like, I love that.
With Henry To'oto saying, JB!
Exactly.
JB!
And it's a very similar thing of, like, that's his perspective from a player perspective. But from a fan perspective, you just, like, I don't understand how you can call people soft for having friends. It's very weird to me.
I'll be honest with you. Like, If I was on the team still, like from like my perspective, you know, if this had happened to me, I'd be pretty mad.
I just like I always said
that's like a, you know,
like playing rec league basketball. You every now and then go up against some friends.
Right.
And every time I had the same take of like you and me are not friends when the clock is still running. But as soon as the clock's done, we're still buddies. And obviously, it's very different scenarios. I didn't play SEC football and then went to another SEC football school that is considered a rival by the other school. Like, very different scenarios. But once the clock hits zero, the clock hits zero. Like, it's not like they were out there, like, hitting him softly when they were blocking because they didn't want to hurt Henry T.
Well,
it wasn't like they were giving him free gaps or anything like that. Like,
I have no problem with the guy. Like, I want you to know, I have no issue with either reaction either. Same me personally. I wouldn't be going up and saying hi.
It's fair. It's fair.
And, like, I wouldn't go fight him. But I wouldn't be giving him my time. If that was your decision and that's what you wanted to do, then okay, fine. But I don't like that.
I thought it was weird people were calling it weak or soft.
Yeah. The main thing in my brain is just like, you know, he didn't really have to go to Alabama, you know? Even if we got bought,
at the same
even
time,
if we
you
pay,
always want to see your boys do well, and that is the number one place where he could go be successful right now.
He's still going to the league either way. Regardless of where he was still going to the NFL. And I think in the same spot.
But the best development, where do you see the best players coming out of?
Sure.
It's Alabama. Like, you want to see the people you know, and I wouldn't maybe even say love, do well.
Yeah.
Like, you played football. You know how close a locker room can get.
Yeah, but you also like put in a ton of work with somebody, and like you're building towards a goal with somebody always, and it's like a unit. You're together. Somebody like leaving that, being like, "No, I'm going to go here. It's easier over
their
here."
Their goals did get disrupted when the coaches was fired, and then people right. go their separate ways.
Eh.
It's like graduating high school.
Just, I don't know. It's not.
No,
it's
again, I think it's a fair reaction to not love it.
I would just be.
It's very
upset.
Weird to call it weak. Got a couple
not
stats.
Weak. It's just a different reaction.
Exactly. I'm just saying it's stupid to call it weak. Got a couple more stats. I want to mention Alvin Kamara's great night last night, as well as some other Vol football stats, and then we'll get into the funny stuff. We'll be right back. Overtime hour two.
Woo.
Getting started live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Just saw the next headline for next week. We'll talk about it. Not next week, but probably tomorrow. I'm gonna bookmark that story, do a little bit more research, see if it's something we can joke about. But already made some good jokes during the break.
Okay,
that was a good break.
All right, all right. Let's keep it rolling, baby. It is your 7 o'clock hour.
It's the 7 o'clock hour. Welcome into overtime. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. as always. Live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. I want to take a second talk about my favorite thing in the world, the Baseball Fall Classic. All right, I'm already tired of that voice.
Yeah, I couldn't think of any more funny radio noises. You know?
Auga.
Auga. Yeah, that was really all I got. The little slide whistle.
Sounded like
that
I believe it was the tiki chant from the aquarium in or the fish tank in Finding Nemo. Do you remember that chant?
Auga.
That's when you did it. It sounded like that.
Okay.
I
meant to do.
I do want
to
take a second though and talk about baseball's fall classic. It's my Braves.
Your Braves
taking on Game One of the Astros in Houston tonight. And to celebrate, FanDuel Sportsbook, the number one sportsbook in America, is hooking up all customers everywhere, new and existing. That's the two types. But all of them get a risk-free same-game parlay bet. All you got to do, place the same-game parlay bet of Game 1 on the World Series, and if you don't win, you'll get a refund, inside credit. This doesn't even have to be a same-game parlay bet of three legs or more, like they're offering which is already a crazy good thing, because you can boost your odds by getting three legs or more and going animal style, you know what I mean? Little dog style, if I may. Little cat style,
okay.
If I may. I probably should switch that animal up. But yeah, little, you know, you get four legs or more. This one, you don't even have to do that. You can only do two if you want. Braves to win and Braves to cover, you know what I mean?
Right.
Something like that. That would work. Actually, I want you to place the same game parlay bet right now.
Hold on. Let me get my betting device ready. Are you ready?
Yeah. No.
I mean,
no.
We don't have to time it.
Oh, we got to time it.
We got to time it?
We got to time it.
Okay. I'm on my home screen.
Camera.
And it's even in a folder, too. So if you know that it takes two clicks for me to get into the app. That's how quick this is.
We got what was our record so far? 40? No, because you got, I think it was 40 seconds.
It was like
time.
40 seconds or something.
40 seconds.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go. You can build your parlay your way, like Tucker is building his parlay right now, combining your favorite bets into one wager for a bigger payday. You can take the spread, total runs, anytime home run hitter, and much more. I mean, it's everything a man dreams of is hitting a same game parlay bet. There's no feeling like it. There really is. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, make the most out of October baseball and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use promo code OVERTIME.
Done.
32 seconds, and I was late clicking.
And you were a little late, so about 30.
30 seconds.
About 30 seconds. It's that easy, people.
Let me hear it.
You want to hear it? I got the Atlanta Braves covering +1.5.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I got Freddie Freeman.
We can still lose.
Freddie Freeman to hit a homer.
Take a money line. Switch it.
No.
Okay.
Freddie Freeman to hit a home run, and Jose Altuve to hit a home run.
I don't hate it.
They got the buzzer. He's getting one. He's getting one.
Make the most out of October. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. And if you're new to the app, use promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word, to get your risk-free bet. It's your first bet. Risk-free. Up to $1,000. That's promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word. Again, for new customers, you can get a risk-free first bet up to $1,000. But for all customers, you can get a free, risk-free, I mean, same game parlay bet. And you'll get refunded in site credit if you don't win. That's what risk-free means. There's no risk. None at all. It's riskless, if you will, instead of risk-free, riskless. Must be 21 or older. Present Tennessee. Refund issue is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days after receipt. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Problem gambling support. Call 1-800-889-9789. Again, that's 1-800-889-9789. Speaking of FanDuel, I did want to bring up, will you pull up FanDuel's Heisman odds? Because I obviously do not have the app, cannot download the app, as I am still under 21. Again, you must be 21 or older. Present Tennessee. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889.
That's right.
TN Redline number, 1-800-889-9789. Will you pull up the Heisman odds for me?
I'm looking for it.
Thank you, sir. Whenever you get them, just let me know. We're just going to sit here.
We're just going to sit here?
I'll wait. It's like a teacher when she's when the class is being loud.
I don't know if they've got odds on here.
On the app? Are you sure? Uh-oh. No. Are you sure or are you just stupid?
Dude, they definitely don't have odds on here. Dude,
hold on.
Dude, don't tell him.
How do you spell Heisman? Dude, are you sure you're not spelling it right?
Yeah. What do you mean? You told me to check FanDuel. I did.
Yeah. Are you spelling FanDuel right? FanDuel.
I got the Heisman odds.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I've got the Heisman odds. So right now, the odds, do you want them right here?
Yeah. Go ahead and list the top five.
All right, you got Bryce Young at plus 160. Okay. He is your front runner, your leader. He is just a little bit ahead at plus 350. You got C.J. Stroud from Ohio State.
Okay.
Matt Corral sitting at plus 400 in third place. Kenny Pickett plus 450. Two quarterbacks that have played in Neyland Stadium this year.
Way to ruin the segment.
Bijan Robinson from Texas plus 2,000. Desmond Ritter, plus 2,500. He's from Cincinnati.
Is Matt Corral not in there?
I just said Matt Corral.
Oh, no, you didn't.
He was third at plus 400. Oh. And then I said Kenny Pickett. He's right there.
I guess I wasn't listening.
I said him back to back.
I guess I wasn't listening.
Why do you think I said two? Drake London is at plus 10,000 from USC.
The whole point of this is three of those five guys. Three of the four guys, if you will.
Three of four. Top four.
Are also three of four Tennessee's losses.
Yep.
It's pretty good.
I mean, if you've got to have a Heisman, on paper. If you have to have a Heisman quarterback, you know, to come in here and win, I think that's okay.
Yeah, imagine what happens when you don't have the Heisman quarterback.
I think we win.
Yeah.
I think what happens when we have the Heisman quarterback, brother, okay?
We haven't had a Heisman quarterback in a while. Have we ever had a Heisman quarterback?
No.
Never?
I don't think so. Peyton didn't win it. Johnny Majors didn't win it. We don't have a Heisman.
Tennessee. We've had a Heisman athlete, correct?
I don't think we have a Heisman.
Oh, no. I just assumed.
Peyton was going to be the first.
Because
apparently, I think Johnny got, he got done wrong. He should have won it, but they gave it to somebody who didn't deserve it. I can't remember.
There hasn't been
Doug
any.
Doug Flutie? Did Doug Flutie
Heisman
rob
winners.
Johnny? No, I'm an idiot.
In Knoxville.
Not Doug Flutie. Johnny Majors.
They've won six national championships. No Heisman Trophy winners. What is this?
Yeah.
I never knew this.
You did not know this?
No. I just assumed.
Really?
It was never something I Googled or thought about. I just, we had won six national championships. I assumed.
It was Paul Horning. Yeah.
That's very upsetting.
Apparently, Johnny Majors was robbed. We've had two people robbed. The media hates the University of Tennessee.
Well, and we also had that grandma who was robbed at the game.
Two. Right? Well, grandma and then a family.
A whole family?
Yeah, the whole family. Little kids' credit
card
got robbed.
That's a hit, dude.
It was a little fake.
That guy can get away with it. That's a lick.
It said first name, last name, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 on the front. It got swiped.
My first debt?
Yeah. Little kid. For the grocery store cashier. You know, everybody had one of those floating around the house.
Yeah, Tennessee's four losses are to Florida, Pitt, Ole Miss and Alabama.
Yep.
It is noted Florida was ranked in the top 15 at number 11 at that time before they had kind of fallen off. And I may be crazy for this, but if Anthony Richardson was healthy, I think he might be also close to that.
If he played the
level.
Whole year.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Their leading pass.
Maybe.
Their stats right now.
As of right now, he is nowhere.
No, he's only thrown 392. He looked really explosive for those
first
couple of plays, though.
He's all right. He's pretty solid.
He is. Speaking of stats, though, I do also want to bring up a former Vol.
What you got?
Mr. 3000. And I'm not talking Andre. I'm talking Alvin Kamara. Fastest player in the NFL history to ever reach 3,000 rushing yards and 3,000 receiving yards. Shout out to a great
fastest football player. Ever. Yeah, it's, you know, it amazes me that Butch Jones was dumb enough to, I mean, not just, you know, only use Jalen Hurts, but to keep Alvin Kamara completely off the field.
Especially when Jalen Hurts didn't even want to play that position anymore.
Yeah, he wanted to be
like, it wasn't like where we are, like, kind of now, once everyone's injured and you just, like, don't have any options at running back. Like,
you had Alvin Kamara sitting right there.
You had a future Pro Bowler, and arguably, if everything keeps going the way it is, knock on wood, maybe even a future discussion about Hall of Fame. I won't put him in the future Hall of Famer category yet, but right. He's definitely a guy when he retires, people will be discussing should he go in the Hall of Fame.
Because
Derrick Henry just now entered the level of future Hall of Famer.
Right. Yeah, and it's really just a matter of if you can stay healthy and have a long enough career.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, if you're good, there's a lot of great running backs, but you also have to have staying power and be able to play. Like, Frank Gore is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, just because of the balls.
Just because that man never would have stopped, you know?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Until he had a kid.
Until that kid got, yeah, pretty much, is his kid...
I hope someone drafts him.
His kid's almost graduated, right?
He's at Central Arkansas, I think. If he didn't come out, I hope someone drafts him strictly for the name. I would take him with, like, the fifth pick. Just, Frank Gore Jr.? Yeah, give me him.
He'll probably turn out okay. Yeah.
If not, he'll at least be
here
forever.
We know the ligaments, you know. Yeah, we know his knees are good. Right? Frank Gore's not had knee injuries, has he? No way, right? For him to have played as long as
he officially, like, not playing anymore? Because I don't think you can say Frank Gore's never had knee injuries while he's still in the league.
Is he still in the league?
That seems messed up.
Is he still in the league?
That'd be like saying, like, wow, Alex Smith, sweet legs.
I forget that Frank Gore, is he still in the league?
I don't know. That's why I'm wanting,
like he retired. I've been asking this question for the last, like, 7 years.
This is true.
So I just don't know. And he's not a starter anywhere, is he?
Frank Gore's
relationship. He's a free agent.
Okay.
He's a free agent.
So no, hopefully.
He doesn't say he's retired.
Are you going to retract?
I don't think I will retract what I said.
Would you go pick up Frank Gore for the Chiefs? I think we just cracked the Chiefs problem. Go get Frank Gore.
No, he's a little old.
So?
He's like super old.
So?
He'll probably be fine, actually.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, he can trick. He's 38.
Jeez.
He's 38 years old. No, we do not go pick up Frank Gore. He needs to go home and rest, okay? It's been a long time. You've made a lot of money, I'm sure. Go lie down.
It's been a long time coming.
You earned it, Frank. I hope that's what he's doing this season. I hope he's watching, you know, the fishing channel or something. Just relaxing.
Yeah.
Being a running back for as long as he did.
It hurts.
Has to. I'd have one of those tanks where people get in with, like, the salt water and it feels like you're...
Yeah, the hydro treadmills.
No, a treadmill.
Is that not what you're talking about?
I'm talking about one of those pods people get in.
Oh, yeah, the floating pods.
The sensory whatever. I would just lay in one of those.
Sensory
all the time.
The
sensory deprivation chamber?
Yes, that's what it is.
That's what
it is. I knew it was deprivation. It was.
If I had the money for one, I would definitely. If I was. You just got to lay in that thing for what, like a couple days?
A couple of days?
Yeah.
You can't lay in water for days.
I mean, you'd take breaks. You know? Duh, idiot. You think that's what I meant?
You just come out pruny as hell.
I'm rich. I'll find a way to make it work, you know? They've got special water.
Just have someone come in and flip you like a donut.
Yeah, the top half out.
In the Krispy Kreme.
it's like halfway down my body, top half out. And then in 30 minutes, someone comes in, flips me. Yeah.
And then you get brought out and glazed and everything.
Yeah, they toast me. I go on a conveyor belt out into a glass case, and someone comes in and goes, I want that one. Yeah. That's how if I was rich, that's how I would do it, personally. That's my perfect Sunday.
Babe, I'm hot and ready, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the hot lights on, or whatever the hell it's called. Yeah.
Another stat about Alvin Kamara, though, real quick, before I move on. Also on Monday night, he became the first running back in NFL history. Oh, actually, no, not NFL history. Since Brian Westbrook, week 13, 2004. So I was 2 years old, so a long time.
A long time.
Against the Packers, that was Brian Westbrook's. Obviously, this game was against the Seahawks. first running back to have 8 receptions and 100 yards receiving in the first half. First running back to do that since Brian Westbrook.
He got a lot of those on one catch. That was very, very nice.
He didn't get a lot of 8 receptions on one catch, though.
Yeah, no, I'm talking yardage strictly. I mean, he broke off like a 40-yarder or something like that.
DK Metcalf had that. That's the only play I watched before I passed out. But DK Metcalf on like the first drive had that breakaway touchdown.
I didn't see that one. Oh, where he just ran a straight line?
Yeah, he caught it. It was not. It wasn't a great route. Didn't get a lot of separation. Yeah. Looked like maybe pass interference because Marshawn Lattimore fell. But I'm not going to sit here and call anything
offensive?
Like that. Oh yeah, that's what.
Gotcha.
Did I just say pass interference?
You just said pass interference.
I got you. Yeah, yes, offensive because Humphreys fell, and then he just like got hit kind of like right at the waist. And on DK, you got to go shoulders or legs
and
because
he's bent.
Yeah, and he literally just ate it and then took off. And the safety was one who hit him, so no one was going to catch him.
That's tough.
He got like 84, I think, maybe
tough
74.
Tough feeling as a safety when you hit somebody
and they don't.
And you go to the ground and you look up and they're just running away.
It's very tough to know you're the last line of defense when you're not comfortable in your defense abilities.
Whenever you played like that, I sound so stupid, but whenever I played like the younger levels of football.
You got to come in next Tuesday early. You forgot. I'm going to text you next Tuesday.
Well, there's no way. Like, I got here at the absolute earliest possible moment I could today.
Just leave earlier.
Okay, sure. We'll see. I'll try.
You have to get your shift.
Yeah,
your shift covered strictly for the joke.
For the joke on Terry Fair where I pretend like me and him are on the same
level. He leaves at 4:55. It's not that.
I missed him by like 20 minutes today.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'll try. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, it's just like, because T Fair is getting a lot more comfortable, especially like he already knew Russ and everybody, but he's getting a lot more comfortable just hanging out and being with the guys. And we talked for like 2-3 minutes, not we as a me and Terry Fair, but like
as
all three of us, just everyone was chatting it up while I was sitting out in the studio. It would have been so funny if you were there, just be like, yeah, okay, but T, as a fellow ball player, like, what do you think about this? And just see his reaction as a former NFL stud.
That'd be good. I can't wait. We're actually going to do that. He's very muscular.
He would not get mad.
He's a very nice person. But
Did you just throw your phone across the room?
Throw is a word I wouldn't use.
Don't understand that, but
fall.
I guess I condone it.
My phone fell is the word I would use. But no, talking of just like being a safety, when I was playing that lower level where they made you play like offense and defense because you just didn't have enough kids, I remember talking to my dad and being like, I hate playing safety. And him just being like, why? And I'm like, because if I screw up, it's over. And I was always so stressed.
It's a high-pressure environment.
I never liked safety, but I always had to play safety. So, but yeah, it's never good to be that guy.
Can I say a really mean joke that I definitely don't mean?
Sure.
Never mind. I can't figure out how to work.
You're just
going to
say something
I'll
mean?
Tell you during the break.
Okay.
I can't figure out how to workshop it, and I don't want to just butcher a mean joke, because mean jokes, you got to nail, or it just sounds like I'm being a terrible person.
I'll come over this board and
throw your phone at me. Pull a T-Fair once you ask him how does it feel as being a fellow ball player.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just nice to have another fellow ball player around, you know?
You should just start saying numbers, and then, like, once he asks what are those, you'd be like, yeah, no, stats.
Just some stats, you know? They're mine.
No,
you know, 48 catches, you know, 2 touchdowns.
Please ask him if you can run routes against him outside in the yard.
Oh, my God.
That would
okay,
be so funny.
But in all seriousness, let's be honest here. Let's be honest. If I asked him as a joke and he was like, sure, man, I'd be like, no way, really? Dude, imagine. You run a route against a guy who played in the NFL.
I just
NFL. Want
to see him jam you by picking you up and putting you down.
He would throw me 6 yards backwards. It would be incredible. You know?
We'd need to do a video like that.
Nah, he'd have to. I would make him play like 5 yards. Though. You know, you
no
got to play off, man.
No
yeah.
Press. I want to do a Fan Ryan combine, and that would be one of the challenges is just like, one-on-one against
Terry
Fair.
Get a catch on Terry
like,
Fair.
Whoever gets the catch, you win the combine type deal. So they also have like long jump and a couple other things. Terry Fair is not allowed to participate. He's only like an obstacle.
Right. That'd be cool. I would like that.
That would be so fun.
I doubt he would be on board.
I think Terry would be
you
on
think
board.
He,
I think
yeah.
he likes me.
Okay.
I was the first, like again, Russ and Bear knew him, but when he first came for the first T-Fair Tuesday, guess whose face he saw first? I was out there chopping wood.
They were like,
wood.
Hey.
I was out there chopping wood.
And they got some weird long-haired kid out here chopping wood.
Literal sense ever. There was a storm, and I had to genuinely chop wood to haul it off.
I bet he called Russ and was like, hey, I'm at the wrong place. What is this? Who's this guy out here?
No, a very nice guy. I love T-Fair.
Yeah, he's cool.
I don't think he reciprocates that love, but I love me some T-Fair.
Okay.
The Drive might be my favorite programming. I think it's recency bias just because that's the only one I listen to constantly or consistently. But yeah, I miss Rick.
I miss Rick, too.
Just all over the place.
It's okay.
My emotions are everywhere.
Yeah.
Speaking of emotions being everywhere, switching gears real quick, did you see what Hulu said on Twitter?
You mentioned that Hulu had said something, but I've not seen what they said.
It's wild.
They said something wild?
It's been
up since... So an intern is getting fired?
It's been up since yesterday, so I don't know why they haven't taken it down.
Oh, they're standing by it.
We said yes. Someone asked if we're always blank on Maine. I don't know if I can say the word. It's not a curse word, but it has
blank on Maine? I know what that means.
Yeah, but I'm trying to... Can
deers
I say
have
that?
Antlers.
Can I say that, though?
Eh, probably not, maybe. I don't know. I don't know the rules, you know?
Should I Google
it? A unicorn could be described as being such, you know? Like in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, that guy gets turned into a horny toad, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That type of toad.
Yeah, Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers. Anyways, well, that's what Hulu said. Why did Hulu say that?
No clue, but it's still up, and it was a wild tweet.
Okay.
What does that mean, though? You said you know what that means. I don't know what the phrase means. I know what the word means, but I don't know what the phrase means.
It just refers to people being on their main account.
I shouldn't shout out the name, but I catch one individual consistently. It's a once every two. It's a biweekly thing.
Don't call someone out for being blank on Maine, okay?
I like it. You know?
You like it? You appreciate it?
I mean, it
you're like, yes, cool.
I probably shouldn't say this phrase, but I get some of the drizzle down. Like, I get the residual, if you will. Like, it comes onto my timeline.
Yeah.
I get to see what he's seeing is what I'm trying to say.
Right. Yeah, coming through loud and clear. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, it's good. That's good. Yeah, being blank on Maine, you know, I think it takes a little bit of bravery, you know?
Yeah. It does.
You have to be really confident.
Shout out Ted Cruz, you know?
Oh, Ted Cruz. I thought you were about to shout out the person. And I was like,
Have I told you who it is?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Yes. Just please guess.
No.
Just please guess.
No.
Just say a name.
This is so weird.
Because I'm not going to say yes or no. So
Henry Winkler.
No, you have to say a name of someone at the station, please.
I mean.
Who do you think it would be?
I don't know.
You got to take a guess.
That's weird.
I'm not going to say yes or no, so no one will know.
I'm not putting this. I'm not guessing a person.
Turn your mic off. No one will know.
No. Hold on. Let me. Hold on.
Just guess. I can't read lips. I have sunglasses on.
It don't matter. What are we doing here?
We have cell phones.
Hulu's blank on Maine.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't understand.
It's strange. I'm sure.
Just to lead it up with, we said yes. Someone asked if we're always blank on Maine.
It starts with we said yes,
yeah.
And then at the bottom.
Then, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Green heart, green heart, green heart, ring, ring, ring. Someone asked me.
I'm sure this is just a meme format that we've missed out on.
Probably.
Yeah, these little social media managers are really online.
This
They're
true.
Very, very true. Online. And you know, sometimes you just miss one, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that's what this is. Unless Hulu's taking like a new branding approach. You know, they're going to get into the adult film industry, which, you know, they've got Netflix originals, Hulu originals,
Hulu
HBO
does
Max
sound
originals.
Like a porn company.
Hulu sounds a little bit like a website that you go to.
Honestly, all of them do.
You know, the
HBO Max.
I like how you just insinuated that. You said it with a little bit of on it, and you were like, that's sexual. That makes it.
Netflix.
Yeah, that turns people on.
Amazon Prime.
Prime. Oh, yeah, that one. Oozing sex appeal, that streaming service.
Slingers?
Slingers? So you just throw an ERS on there and make it Slingers? That works.
It's dangerous to throw an ERS on some things.
Right.
You know what else is dangerous?
What?
Smoking cigarettes.
Don't do it. Why do you say, though? Why do you bring up cigarettes?
Because the government just reported something.
That cigarettes are bad.
Safe. No.
The cigarettes are bad. Did they say that?
After VAR, they're safe, you know.
He's out.
No,
he
swung. It is bad news. They reported that.
Well, not much good news coming out of the cigarettes corner.
Cigarette sales have jumped for the first time in 20 years.
That's weird. People smoking? I mean, smoking cigs?
Indoors?
Cigs inside is a movement I was not behind.
I think this is because of an Many high schoolers will agree with me.
We're going to comment on it. I like it.
When they changed the flavor of the vapes to not have any fruit flavors, because many of my brothers, and by brothers, I just mean high school friends. I don't know why I said
many
brothers.
Of your young brothers and sisters.
I don't know why I spoke like I was on
of
a
your,
frat.
Of your generation.
For my one sentence.
Me and my brothers. We can't get mango Jewel pods.
But no, like really, like a lot of my friends were like, yeah, like we're just going to stop vaping then and just start smoking cigs.
They
and
switched
a lot of them
to
did.
Cigs?
Yeah, because like what the only reason
why
that,
can't you just
the
get
only
the
reason
regular
that kids
kind.
Vaped was for the flavoring. They thought the like yeah nicotine, but then the flavoring was cooler than
really?
Just smoking a cig. But if you want to look cool and not have to like, and you can't choose a flavor, all the cool kids are just going to smoke cigs.
But cigs are
or dip.
Cigarettes just don't taste.
Oh, they're disgusting.
If you are into the vapes for the flavor.
Weird. Now you're in the cigs for the aesthetic.
For the aesthetic. I get it. I mean, I wish, you know, I don't know. Are we even?
Don't smoke.
Smoking's bad.
Terrible.
Don't do that.
It's disgusting.
It's not a cool thing.
You don't. You also, you will never smell good again.
No. That
you will always smell terrible for the rest of your
you.
Life.
It hangs on you.
In everything. It's not like just you will smell terrible. All of your clothes will smell terrible. This is the downside of smoking I see. This is the thing I think about.
Just start vaping. You know, if you're going to smoke cigs, if you're going to rip cigs.
But, like, your clothes will smell. Your house will smell.
Not with the vape.
That's why I'm still so baffled
this
that the Alabama fans.
This segment sponsored by Big Vape.
I'm still so baffled that Alabama fans, though, smoked and hotboxed a stadium.
Right. It's
disgusting and despicable.
Yeah, it's not right. It's not right. Right there in front of all the, I saw them, all of them.
Like, where are they going
to every person,
that?
they would take a puff of the cigar, and then they would find the nearest kid and palm the back of their head and right in their face. It was disgusting. I can't believe it.
Nobody
was stopping them.
It's like a delicacy over
people
there to put cigs out on kids. So like the blowing smoke into them is not that bad. Oh, yep. That was a rough one.
That one
wasn't my best.
Yeah.
That one wasn't my best.
You know, I don't know. I don't want to say where the line is, but it's between, you know, shotgunning the smoke and what you said.
Yeah, no.
It's in the middle there.
That wasn't my best.
Eh. No, it wasn't.
What about letting the kids smoke? That's in the middle and that's funny.
Oh, some of those kids were smoking.
No,
sure.
Passing it to them?
Right.
Yeah, that's funny.
You've seen
kids. Okay, we found the middle line. Yeah. I went too far. I apologize.
Well, the kid, no. That kid can't smoke a cigar. He's got a pack of, you know, menthols.
It's true.
Got one tucked behind his ear.
Just like the at Tennessee, we steal little tight credit cards. They get little tight Marlboro Reds.
Yeah. That's how they do it down there.
Hit a break, come back. Got some funny headlines as well as a couple of more things just all over the place that I want to talk about. So don't go anywhere. A lot of overtime to get to before birthdays. We'll be right back. Overtime, hour two. Rolling right along. Play a little, not really play, but just do a little headlines. Headlines, headlines, headlines. We got one new one, three old ones from, or not old ones, we didn't do them, but I did read them out loud and let you choose from them. Same thing today as we did the other day. I'm going to read you the headlines again. You tell me what you want to hear. Hiker lost for 24 hours.
Okay.
Halloween safety tips from Knoxville Police.
Go ahead and give me that.
You want to go ahead and give me that one?
Yeah, go ahead and give me that one.
Okay.
I remember you said that one yesterday. I would like to hear it today.
I'm just going to read them, and then that way people can be safe.
Yeah. We're spreading the word.
Make sure costume fits to avoid tripping. Don't be wearing anything baggy. No reason to walk around in a sheet, you know?
Thanks. Okay. Yeah, that's true. Thanks, police.
It's weird that the police are not encouraging you to walk around in a white sheet, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Ayo.
Ayo.
No, but obviously you don't want to trip. Eating it on Halloween is only reserved for candy. You know what I mean? You know
what I mean? That was good.
Thank you. Oh, those are two back-to-back.
Right, you got to eat the candy. Don't fall down.
You can't. You really can't eat things with busted teeth. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, if you're gonna
how you gonna eat that Laffy Taffy?
If you're gonna lose your teeth on Halloween, it might be from it should be from sugar, not from falling. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah. And it should be in 30 years.
Yeah.
When they fall, or
maybe smoking cigarettes.
Smoking cigs.
No, kid, don't smoke cigs. Don't smoke cigs. Don't smoke
bad.
Cigs. Yeah. To ensure that your children can hear and see well, maybe wear face paint instead of a mask. What is this? The Knox County Police Department discouraging mask.
Anti-mask. Mm-mm-mm.
Don't know where they stand. They discourage robes, but they discourage masks as well. Seems like they're playing the fence really, really well.
Yeah, riding the line.
But yeah, I mean, I remember wearing morph suits. You can't see out of those things.
No,
so
you can't.
You just do,
especially
the,
at night.
You do the classic, just tuck the hood in front of you, and you're just arms and legs. That's really all there is to it.
That's a good one.
That's what I used to do. It's clutch.
Hilarious.
Make sure you can see. That's the big thing.
You need to be able to see.
Walked and tripped a lot of times, and not from a loose-fitting costume. Choose a light in color costume, or apply glow-in-the-dark patches, so your children are seen easily, for kidnappers.
So they can be easily spotted.
There's a target.
You don't want the kids. Yeah.
Don't make them.
You know what?
Too hard.
I hadn't thought about that. Do you want your kid to blend in on Halloween? Possibly. You know. That's a great. That's a good viewpoint.
But
have.
It is also like a thing. Like I every
don't
time,
get hit by cars.
Every
also.
Time I every time I pass a biker or a walker who's like kind of on the brink of like close to nighttime and they're wearing something that's not light colored or reflective. I mean, you're an idiot.
It's very scary.
It's very dangerous.
You realize, I never saw that
person. Someone walking in a navy blue shirt should be illegal.
Ugh. Yeah, so disgusting. So many times, that like, I've seen someone crossing the road. I've only saw them when they were in the road in front of me, running out of the lane. And I almost, you know, had a heart attack.
It's scary. It's scary.
Wear bright colors. Reflective.
Wear bright colors. Attempt to trick or treat when it's still light outside, and use flashlights when it's dark. Okay, nerds.
Nerds. Daytime trick-or-treating? I didn't even put on my costume until it got dark.
Bunch of losers.
Golly.
Stay within the neighborhood and only visit homes you know or attend a community-organized event. That one's probably a good thing. No reason to go steal candy from other kids.
Sometimes you got to risk it, though. You see a neighborhood big houses. Hey, skip over there. They got the big ones.
True.
Maybe.
I guess I grew up privileged. I grew up in a neighborhood with large houses.
Right.
Adults, older siblings, should accompany younger children. That way you can steal the candy.
The tax. Yeah, the troll toll.
This one's a major one. I didn't know this one. This one snuck up on me. This one's a new one.
How'd you not know this?
Most of these Halloween tips are pretty regular, but this one right here kind of...
sets it apart.
Yeah. Children should not go into strangers' homes or apartments, not even for a moment. Didn't know that. many a times... You want to come see
many.
You want to come see a magic trick? Oh, sure.
What?
Boy, do I.
You know magic? I could see that. Yeah. Hey, I could see a magician.
The candy's right inside.
I could see a magician pulling you in. Hey, kid, look at this. And they make like a ping pong ball disappear their sleeve.
Hey, kid, catch. And then they pants me.
And they're like, but why? But.
Ta-da.
All right. So what's the next tip?
Use sidewalks or obey traffic signals and avoid walking in the street. If walking in the street, walk towards oncoming traffic.
Take it. Run.
Which, like, that makes sense. Like, so you can see the cars and the cars can see you.
Yes,
but at the same time, it's very funny to me of, like, if I was walking on to oncoming traffic, I would just be walking there just because I think I can jump over the cars.
Kobe did it, and it was cool.
And stay close to the curb as well. Establish and review trick-or-treating rules before participating.
The rules? Where are these at?
You got to say trick-or-treat.
You do have to say trick-or-treat. If you don't, no trick, no
get
treat.
Get invited inside.
No trick, no treat. That's the rules.
No trick, no treat.
Yeah.
I mean, there's.
Why do we say trick-or-treat? You know, you ever thought of that?
Yeah, you
What's
never,
the trick?
I was going to say, when have you gotten tricked?
It's always a treat.
It's always a treat. Instruct.
If you get tricked, you don't get candy? Is that how that works?
Perhaps.
How's that work? They swindle you out
you
of like
ever
$5.
You vandalize a house because they didn't like.
I've TP'd some houses, yeah.
Fair.
Yeah, some high ranking officials.
I've had my houses TP'd.
Nerd.
People don't like me.
Nerd.
Establish and review trick or treating rules. I just said that one. Instruct children to only accept sealed treats and examine treats before eating them.
Sure.
And if you discover tampered treats, determine where they came from and report the incident to the police.
I like that. There's no telling where that candy came from. You know,
that's a good point.
If you're hitting a good number of houses, like, and you never knew.
It's like the Malice in the Palace when the people
dark.
Were calling the police that there were people fighting in a basketball game.
Yeah. What do you want us to do? You know, there's no way. There's way too many.
If you see something, say something. Report any suspicious activity.
Always good.
And to those who are welcoming to trick or treaters, this is actually one that this is like the main one that I really hits home. You should do this. Turn on your porch light.
Yeah.
It's very awkward and hard to tell as a child whose house is to go hit. turn on your porch light, or maybe just go sit out on your porch. Go socialize. Be a good neighbor for a little bit.
Scare the kids.
It can't hurt. Don't do that.
Scare the kids.
Your 8-year-old kid would kick you in the face.
Scare the kid.
I've told that story, right?
You kicked a kid in the face. Yeah, don't send your kid to scare the kids. That's evil, you know, equal playing ground. You got to... You... Dress up as a scarecrow. Do the old, you know,
I don't
bowl
like
in your
scaring
lap.
Kids on Halloween. Like, it's there's kind of fun. Yeah, like, if you want to be scared, you go to a haunted house or something like that, participate in that. Or if they're older, sure. But, like, for, like, an 8-year-old or something.
I'm not saying, like,
you gotta,
a child.
But, like, think about it. Like,
they're not going to be
if
by
they're
themselves.
They're 8, 9, or 10-ish, somewhere along in there, and they pee-pee or poop with themselves.
Right.
Halloween's over.
You've ruined Halloween.
There's not a second costume.
Yeah.
You have to go home.
And pee-pee, poo-poo, you go home.
Imagine you're the first house. That's messed up.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're the first house, the night is still young. You run home, skirt, a little quick pit stop, you're back out on the road, you know, like an Indy car.
Would you like to go to hiker lost for 24 hours, teacher fired and arrested after students find her blank, or Instagram model at it again?
Give me the teacher.
The teacher it is.
These teachers are always doing stuff.
Kind of similar to what we just talked about with tampering treats, as teacher fired and arrested after elementary school students found her edibles.
Her,
marijuana.
Oh,
that is.
No. Why would you have that in your classroom?
An elementary school teacher was arrested.
Elementary?
Kids suck.
Kids do suck. I bet she needed a little.
Elementary school
teacher
was arrested after a student allegedly chose a pack of cannabis edibles from the classroom reward box.
Oh, how'd they get in the reward box, Tammy?
You were close. Tori. Victoria Farish Weiss, 27, was fired as a teacher at the Rocky Creek Elementary School in South Carolina and was charged with possession of a Schedule 1. Big emphasis on that because it's stupid. Drug. Authorities.
That's for the record, that is the same level as heroin. Black tar heroin.
Which is fair. Like, if her kid found heroin, I think it would be a little less news, you know?
Right. Yeah. It'd be the, you know.
It'd be okay.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Just going to the nurse's office.
Yeah, that's what they used to do back in the day. And all our grandparents turned out all right.
Authorities in Lexington County say that when the students picked the edibles, the teacher took them away and told the youngster to take something else.
Good move by the teacher.
Up. No.
She
no.
saved.
Once they're in the hands of the reward, you can't take a reward.
No takesies backsies.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You like that would be like giving your dog a treat and then making him open its mouth and spit it out.
How old are these kids?
Elementary school.
How would the kid even find out?
We came involved in the case 23 September after receiving word a Rocky Creek Elementary School student picked a pack of marijuana edibles out of a box full of candy that she used to reward her students. Detectives confirmed during interviews that Weiss took a pack of edibles from the student and told him to pick something else from the box. The student went back to the box and happened to grab another pack of edibles.
Oh, no.
That was my favorite part of the story.
Come on.
He went two for two.
You didn't check. You couldn't give it an eyeball test, maybe a toss and a turn, to just make sure. You already allowed one child to lay their hand on some drugs.
Schedule one.
Schedule one. The first schedule, number one. And you don't even give it a gander? Come on. You know what? I'm glad you did this, because how good of a teacher are you?
The funniest thing to me, though, is you know that the kid just grabbed the exact same looking pack.
Said, oh, there it is.
Like, there's no way it was a different type of edible. She just had, like, two Sour Patch Kid ones or something like that in there. And he saw the first one, grabbed Sour Patch Kids. She took it from him. He's like, okay, well, I'm just going to get Sour Patch Kids.
I'm going to get those. I'm going to get those. Oh, that's cool. You can have those because there's some right here. No, that's fine. You can have those. I'll take these. You know? He was probably pretty cool with it because he had already eyed them. He knew. She didn't even check. Well, oh, my God. How do you screw this up? I mean, I don't condone it, but I understand it. That being, you know, if you're did you say third grade?
Elementary school is fifth, all it says.
So at least like up to like seventh, you know, at the oldest sixth grade, we'll say.
I would
say
K through five is usually like.
K through five?
Like Farragut is separated primary and intermediate, but elementary is usually K through five.
Okay. My elementary school was through sixth grade. So, but either
way. You also only have like 20 people per school.
Hey, take it easy. Okay. It was a big building. Anyways.
You know, my elementary school, K through seven. One room, you know?
My elementary school would beat your elementary school straight up. But,
You don't condone it. You understand it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you probably, you know, it probably makes you a little, you relate to the kids a little more.
True.
Know, a little more mellowed out. True. Like a kid comes up to you with a problem and you know, and you're completely stone cold, right? And they're like, yeah, my, you know, my teddy bear is sick or whatever. And you're like, haha, yeah, whatever, get out of here. But you eat that, you know, Sour Patch Kid. The kid comes up to you, the teddy bear, and he's like, hey, my teddy bear's, you know, sick. And you're like, oh, no.
Then you kill the kid because you're high on marijuana.
Yeah, because you're a murder-crazed maniac. Yeah, out to murder.
According to police, that's no right, students ate any products.
Good.
They did smoke some, though.
Sick. I was about to say, edibles.
Edibles, which
these
are illegal
are
in
that.
The state, are a candy or food product. That contains marijuana. Thank you, independent.co.uk.
Got it.
No children ate any during the September incident. She was placed on administrative leave after law enforcement notified the school district. I feel like I interrupted your punchline with mine. I apologize. When I said, because you're high on marijuana, you said the teddy bear is given to you. I didn't know if you had a punchline. I felt
no,
bad. As soon as I said the joke, I sank in. I was like, oh, I just definitely stepped on some toes.
No.
Okay, good.
No, there wasn't a major punchline. I had a better punchline on the back end of yours, so
fair,
we're good.
Fair. But yeah, there's small feet, not a lot of toes
me and
to
you
step
were,
on.
Right. No, my feet aren't small. I'm just short. I got fat,
you know,
big, long feet.
You know what they say about small feet?
Big shoes, small shoes, little socks.
Great radio host and a better friend. And a little smelly and stinky.
They say that? Wow. That's cool.
Quote, this is unacceptable for a staff member to potentially threaten the well-being of a child. We will continue to work to ensure all of our children have a safe environment to learn and grow. The safety of our students is of top priority, Greg Little said in a statement.
Like, if this were, if it happened once, you know, and somehow the kid was like, hey, mom, she's got these, you know. But if it happened twice within moments of each other.
It's my favorite part of the story. No, yeah. Grab something else. No, not that one.
No, not that one either. God. She's probably panicking at that point.
Just eating all of them to try to delete evidence.
Oh, my God. And then, like, you know, someone tells, you know, it's like the next class or whatever. And they come in and they're like, yep, no, this story's true. Just on site.
Has to give a lesson about how sometimes you don't always have to share.
Yeah. Yeah, her just being dumb removed all, you know, me feeling sorry for her.
I never felt sorry for her. It was a funny story.
Right. If it was like, you know.
I don't feel sorry for drug users.
Yeah. Criminals.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
You want to play some birthdays?
Whatever, man. You got them, right?
Wait, what?
Huh?
No.
I got the birthdays ready.
Oh, okay, good. I was confused. We'll be right back. I couldn't keep up.
I couldn't see the fear in your eyes behind your sunglasses, but I knew it was there. Terrified.
I just flashed Tucker. My eyes, that is. Let's play some birthdays. We're going way too long for this outro. Wait, let's keep it going a little bit.
All right. We got 10 seconds until 7:50. You want to get there?
Nah, hit the button.
No, hit the button. I mean, it's 55 now.
I get, maybe.
We could.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe. I time for the birthday game, for the birthday game, for the birthday game. As always, people are born and then we talk about them no later and no sooner. Only thing that's different is the names and the day. Tucker, take it away.
Alrighty, we're going to start off with this popular lady.
Breaking news, Patrick Chung, former Patriot safety charge with assault and battery.
That's no good.
Not good at all.
All right.
Sorry, I saw that at the bottom.
That's all right.
Felt like something.
Breaking news, Patrick Chung dealing with some stuff.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, going through some things. This person.
Wait, one last thing before we do birthdays. We should do a show where we only do the topics just based off of the bottom line.
We just read the ticker?
That.
Okay.
I think.
The problem
I'm
is.
I'm
going
to write that idea down.
The problem is that it loops.
We could make it up.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah.
I'm writing that down.
Okay.
Keep going, though. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. That.
No,
just,
it's cool.
That idea popped in my head. I had to say it.
The ticker.
It would have stayed in my head the whole entire
Big Ben,
time.
Big Ben, going to be out. Tummy ache.
Lizard. Lazard. Lazard. On virus list.
Lazard. 74 years
old.
Funny
thing to call it, the virus list. Continue.
74 years old. This lady, Chicago, Illinois, born in 1947. In the mix in politics is how I'll say it.
Nancy Pelosi.
No.
Lori Lightfoot.
Served as the 67th U.S. Secretary of State under President Barack Obama from 2009 to 2013. She was also a U.S. Senator from New York from 2001 to 2009.
Clinton? Hillary Clinton?
It is Hillary Clinton.
Disgusting.
A fan favorite. 48 years old today.
A daily reminder from Glenn Jacobs today that there's a Hillary Clinton-funded organization working its ways through Knoxville. He's been given daily reminders. So
okay.
Just wanted to give my daily reminder that Glenn Jacobs is doing daily reminders.
Okay. There's your daily reminder.
I apologize for interrupting again.
It's okay.
I'm probably going to do it a couple more times.
48 years old today, born in Kent, Connecticut. This person is on here as a voice actor, but they are much more.
James Earl Jones.
No. This per... Oh, jeez. Okay, hold on. He studied animation at the Rhode Island School of Design.
Where did you say he was? How old was he? I'm sorry.
He's 48.
Okay.
And then animated Dexter's Laboratory and Johnny Bravo.
I know both those shows. I
let's
don't
see.
Know.
He worked on Family Guy and earned him.
Is it Seth MacFarlane?
Yeah.
I didn't know he did animation for Dexter's Laboratory or Johnny. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, right?
I do like that.
That is neat. But yeah, I couldn't really do. Here's the original line that I skipped the whole first paragraph because it was Family Guy, American Dad, The Cleveland Show, Ted 2, and A Million Ways Down the West. I think any one of those you're like
A Million Ways and Ted 2. I probably would have guessed it's someone completely different before.
Right. Is he in? Oh, he voices the bear.
Mm-hmm.
I forget about
that. And he plays Mark Wahlberg.
He plays Mark Wahlberg for all the movies. Yeah. This guy. I don't know if I'm gonna skip this one. How well do you know wrestling in its current form?
Oh, none.
Like one of the most popular names in wrestling. Like, probably number one.
Give me the initials.
I can't.
Seth Rollins?
No. It would be... Bang. I would tell you three letters. Or I would say CP.
Yeah, no, I don't got it.
No. CM Punk?
CM Punk. Oh, yeah. He's not in my brain as like a right now wrestler, even though
he is a
once you
wrestler.
Said that,
he's back.
I remember the pop that he got recently, but in my head, he's still in that
right.
class of a little bit later.
Yeah, CM Punk back.
Fair. Happy birthday,
Happy
CM
birthday,
Punk.
Happy birthday, CM Punk.
Another Chicago guy, right? Chicago
let me,
person.
Let me click that again. Yeah, Chicago, Illinois.
CM Punk. Well, yeah, it shows you how much Will knows about wrestling. But CM Punk, Hillary Clinton, one and the same.
Same person.
Both punks.
You ever seen him in the same place at the same time?
Don't think so.
I have never.
It would
this
be very
person.
Funny if Hillary Clinton could choke slam.
I have a feeling she can't. This person might be able to choke slam. 54, probably in decent shape, you know. A country singer, 54. A Grammy award-winning country singer who won a 2012 Golden Globe Award for the best original song, For You.
I don't know if that back pop came through on mic. I'm sorry if it did.
It didn't.
Sorry, I should have mentioned.
He married Nicole Kidman on June 25th, 2006.
Tom Cruise.
No. God, they don't have anything else on here. Blue ain't your color or whatever.
Oh, Australian, right?
New Zealand.
Same thing.
Same thing, yeah. Yeah.
Keith.
Okay.
It's Keith.
Yeah. Oh, Keith.
Keith Urban.
It's Keith Urban. Happy birthday, Keith Urban. I really don't know many Keith Urban songs. It's a good song.
My mom loves Keith Urban, so I know a good amount of them.
It's strange to me that he's a New Zealander.
Fell in Love in the Back of a Cop Car, I believe, is his.
Maybe.
Could be wrong.
Sounds like a Keith Urban song.
I'm going to look up some Keith Urban songs while you do some more birthdays.
All right. Well, this guy, 35 years old, a rapper born in Wiesbaden, Germany. Wiesbaden? Hold on.
Germany?
Yeah, Germany. Hip-hop recording artist and songwriter who became known for his work with the hip-hop supergroup by Blank. He also popular for his independent album Setbacks, which charted on the U.S. Billboard 200. He joined the 52... Oh, well, that's a gang. Okay. His first studio album, Oxymoron, charted at number one on U.S. Billboard 200.
Oh, why do I know that?
Because you know the album. This guy's really good. He collaborated with A$AP Rocky on Brand New Guy from 2011's mixtape Live Love ASAP. He's got a song.
Is it Schoolboy Q?
It's Schoolboy Q's birthday. Yeah.
That would have made me mad if I didn't know he was born in Germany.
I didn't either.
That threw me off a lot.
I think I read that and I was like, oh yeah, I did know that. But
I
it's one of those things you forget.
I like Q.
You'll forget
Q a lot.
Yeah, Schoolboy Q's really good. I was listening to him on the way in here. I didn't know it was his birthday.
One
great
of my
song.
Favorite songs when I was 13 years
old.
The
remix with Kendrick Lamar.
Is it the Black Hippie remix?
The Black Hippie remix.
Great song.
Incredible. Very good.
You'll Think of Me. You'll Think of Me.
Solid.
Good one.
Pretty good. This guy will be our last birthday for today. Very similar to Schoolboy Q. God. Another Chicago, Illinois birthday. 75 years old.
Hillary Clinton.
A game show host.
Steve Harvey.
No. A well-known television personality. Hosted a game show for 20 years. He also hosted The Price is Right and a show with his own name.
Drew Carey?
No. He worked as a radio newsman for a Chicago radio station
Howie
in
Mandel?
The United States Army? No.
Who posted The Price is Right?
He was first joined by his very famous...
Is this the dude who was in Happy Gilmore?
No. Just as famous as him on his most popular television show. He was joined by his female counterpart in 1982. The show still runs. It comes on at 7 o'clock. Nothing?
No. I don't know who the other host of The Price
is Right. It's got a... You spend something? Wheel of Fortune?
Pat Sajak.
It's Pat Sajak.
I did not know he hosted Price is Right. That's what threw me off.
My bad. I didn't want to say just Wheel of Fortune. No, I was going to see if you could pull it with the other stuff first. As soon as I said Wheel of Fortune.
I did not know that he hosted Price is Right.
Him and Van have been doing it since 1982 together.
And they've been hosting shows, too.
Oh, this guy. That's not what I meant.
You like that? You like that to end the show?
Yeah.
There's more of that to come. Overtime back tomorrow. But make sure you tune into All Hours, starting at 7, ending with us at 8 p.m. We'll be back tomorrow.
We love you guys.